Here he is, Mr. Freddie Barrett.
Hello, Jamin. What a surprise. Can't stop. Song rehearsals, you know.
But your friends are here to pay tribute.
Well, they can join in the chorus. Barretts, Barretts, come to Barretts.
Only a democracy could chaw up a Freddie Barrett.
Leave it to you and Doug for a laugh.
Bring back Jim Kelso, I say.
Thank you, Peter, very much. 29 minutes past nine.
Okay, I was just going to ask you about that. You're going down definitely this morning, are you?
Yes, I'll be there from about 10:30 onwards, I should think.
Well, I was there yesterday, and I'm sure you'll get a bigger crowd than I did, but we got a huge crowd, and the only thing to worry about is your right hand, because you do get cramp signing all those autographs to raise.
It's all right, I'm used to it, actually, Dougie.
Oh, are you? Here's another fellow that's used to signing autographs, I'm sure. Very much in demand for sport and other things, Dominic Allen.
And so too is Colin Turner, and he'll be here with his racing preview in just a moment, but...
So it's decided. We go bird-watching in the Costa del Sol. Now...
Hello, George Gave.
Thank you, George. Well, now, time with... say, is the story of the great gnome kidnap. It's all over. All four garden gnomes have been returned with an Easter egg hanging round the neck of each. The gnomes were grabbed from the garden of Mrs. Mary Lilly in Woodbridge, Suffolk, and a jelly baby ransom demanded, but the gnome capper and gnome napper later relented. As they say, in the mirror, and wouldn't you know it, after all, an Englishman's gnome. It's 9:15.
Specify me as an executive.
No, madam, in no sense.
So you think I'd be turned away if I went to the rib room at the Carlton Tower and asked for their new £6 a head roast beef executive lunch?
Well, madam, £6 a head for the whole lunch.
That's right.
At that price, madam, it would not be improvident to suggest that I escort you to the rib room and pass myself off as a young Turk.
LBC Job Spot Special.
Barretts, Barretts, come to Barretts, Barretts Liquor Vault.
I say, Mr. Barrett, can't your fine baritone voice cope with the jingle alone anymore?
Not at all. I felt I should give the boys of the group an opportunity of being heard. They've been feeling left out recently, although, of course, they do fully understand as leader of the group, one does tend to hog the limelight. That show business.
Are you sure you're not confusing it with your cut-price booze business?
Barretts Liquor Vault.
I thought Vicious Sid couldn't sing till I heard Freddie Barrett.